We're in Psalm 60 this morning. If you want to turn there, it's a David psalm. And you can tell, you can see his relationship with God, because the first thing he says is, "Where did you go? Where are you, Lord?" He makes a plea, and he's not ashamed to do so. He just boldly says, "God, where are you?" And then we go to verse 5, and it says, "Come to your beloved ones." And David is telling God what to do. He's pleading with him. "Come to your beloved ones and gently draw us out. Lord, you can save us. You can help us. Come to those whom you love." Amen. And when we're praying for someone else, we can follow this pattern. We can say, "God, come to that person. Come to that person who loves you, who's struggling in his Christian faith right now, who's struggling with temptations. Come to him and gently draw him out, Lord." And God says, "Hey, David, I got this under control." And then he prophesies what he's going to do and what he's about to do and what he has done. God prophesies. In other words, he tells him, "Hey, I have this. I've got it. I've got your back." Then the psalmist ends the psalm, and he's convinced, because of his relationship with God, he can say the following thing. And I am harping on this week after week after week, I know, but it's all about
relationship.
Amen. I get to do it some more times because you all didn't say it back to me. So get ready. Next 8 weeks, I'm going to say that word every single Sunday. Relationship. Jesus died on the cross, so the relationship with the Abba Father God and us can be restored. So we can come to the point of not being ashamed or afraid when we're in trouble, when we're wavering, when we're doubting, and say, "God, where did you go?" God says, "I haven't moved at all. It's you. It's you. I'm right here. My arms are open wide to you, and I have everything in control." Start believing.
Amen.
Believing in a relationship that God is going to take us through everything, and he does give a damn. He's not somebody who doesn't care. How many friends have you told your troubles to, and it just like water off a duck's back? They don't care. They listen kindly and they walk away. God doesn't. He's right there. He wants to hear your every word. He wants you to plead with him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to love him. That's what it's all about. So the psalmist then can say with confidence, not because he's keeping rules, but because he has a relationship with the Father, David can say in verse 12, "Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies." And the message puts it this way: in God we'll do our very best. He'll flatten the opposition for good. I like that one. And in the Passion, it says, "With God's help, we'll fight like heroes, and he will trample down our every foe." We'll fight, because we believe God, like heroes. Start praying like a hero, and God will trample down all those enemies, all those doubts, all those things that are coming against you every single day. And they're coming against us so that we can get closer to God. So kind of smile and look at him and say, "Get off my back. I'm close to my God. Thanks for bringing me there, enemy. And I'm trusting him to smear you because I can't do it myself." Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation together. With God's help, we will fight like heroes, and he will trample down our every foe. Glory. Hallelujah.